Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy, O God. We thank you for your grace bestowed upon us. We thank you, Father, O God. We thank you. We thank you for your grace to us, O God. Praise the name of our God. We worship you. We offer you praise this morning. Good morning, everyone. The theme this year is praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, right? And what do you say?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. That's right. Praise the Lord. And I felt to begin every service with a psalm, or a portion of a psalm. And this morning, it's from Psalm 5 in verses 3 through 8. You can turn to it if it's a free country, but I'd like you to just listen. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. Isn't that good stuff? And I will look up. And he says, for you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. And listen to the transition here. Well, one more time. He says one more thing first. He says, the Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful men. Here comes the transition. But as for me, I will come into the house in the multitude of your mercy. That's what we do every morning. Right? We come into the house and the multitude of his mercy. In fear of you, I will worship toward your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face. Thank you, Father. We're thankful, Father, that we can look up. We're thankful, O God, as it even says in Psalm 3, that you're the lifter up of our heads. We look to you. And this morning as we gather, Lord, as a body of Christ to begin this day in worship and the Word, Lord, we pray, Father, that in the fear of the Lord, we'll worship you and exalt you and praise you because you're worthy. Amen. You are worthy of all our praise, all that's within us. And we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's begin with a wonderful hymn, 445, It's Satisfied. You know, I grew up in church. I gave my heart to the Lord as a 10-year-old. Remember it vividly at the altar and how the Lord brought two things to me himself, not by way of the pastor or Sunday school teacher, but two things. I knew that I was a sinner, even as a 10-year-old, and I discovered a wonderful Savior at the altar, a precious time. But growing up in church, I noticed something. Sometimes, and I'm going to give time this morning, by the way, for testimonies, but sometimes somebody would get up and give a testimony, and on this side of the church, a person would stand up and say, I'm so satisfied since I found Jesus. And a glorious testimony. And when she got done, another person on the other side would say, I'm so hungry for Jesus, I'd need more. And it got a little confusing. You know, one person satisfied, the other person's hungry. But that's kind of how it is, though. You know, when you do find the Lord, you have this satisfaction. You know you're safe. You're homeward bound, and you have a Savior with you, right? But there's... The more that you The more you discover, the more you want of Jesus Christ. I think that's how it ought to be every day of our lives. I like to tell the story of Sister Grace Schulteis. Many of you here don't know her. She was my pastor's wife, or pastor herself, really. And one of the greatest times was when she would invite you over to eat. And she was a great cook. Even if it was something you didn't like, the way she presented it, you were going to like it. And whenever you sat around her table and you complimented her and said, "Ah, Sister Grace, this is great. This is delicious." You might have had your full. You were going to get more. You were absolutely going to get more without even asking for it. The next sound you heard was plop, and it was on your plate. God's that way. When we praise Him, you might feel very satisfied, and, "Lord, You've done so much for me." But the more you worship Him, the more of Himself He gives to us. Thank God for that, right? So I'm going to invite you to stand, and let's sing this wonderful hymn, and let's praise Him.
Satisfy our needs, O Lord, we thank you.
like you, O Lord. We praise you, O God. We thank you, O Lord. We thank you, O Lord. We thank you, O God. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, dear God, our wonderful Savior. We love you and we praise you. We glorify your name, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Our wonderful Lord, we worship you. Hallelujah, I have found him whom my soul so long has craved. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise your mighty name. We thank you, dear God. We're so grateful, Heavenly Father. We're grateful people. Lord God, we're distracted sometimes by trials, and we're a little bit, set on our routines and things that need to be done. But Lord, we're so grateful that you've made us conscious of a great Savior that is a daily part of our life. We thank you for that. What kind of grace is it that you would meet us, Lord, and so be so just so loving and beneficial to us? We thank you with all that's within us. We want to give you glory, Lord. God, we don't want to wait till heaven and stand there. We praise you and exalt you, Lord, in the trial, in the tribulation, in the daily grind. We say, Jesus, be exalted, be praised. And we thank you with all that's within us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. You know, I just feel we're not done worshiping in him yet. You know, this is a safe place to praise God. You know, it's just a safe place to just offer up. And I've often said, at least it's for me, it helps. Praising God, it kind of gets the cobwebs out of my head, you know? Just gets my thoughts focused on him. I'm going to ask if we could sing the chorus again, and I want to just invite you. I'm not going to monitor or look around to see who's obeying my voice. But I'm going to give us another chance. Maybe you feel a little foggy this morning. Maybe, you know, you didn't have the best. I don't know. Let's sing it again, and then let's just praise the Lord. Come on.
Hallelujah, I have found him whom my soul so long has craved. Jesus satisfies my longing. Through his blood I now am saved.
Oh, thank God. Thank God he got a hold of me. Thank God he had mercy on me. Thank you for your grace to us, oh God. Thank you for this redemption, oh Lord. We were blind, we were sightless, and you opened our eyes, oh God. We were clueless until your word came to us. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you with all that's within us, oh Jesus. Praise your mighty name. Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Our gracious Lord, we thank you. We honor you. We praise you, O Lord God. We give you glory and honor and power, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful Lord. Lord, you deserve the praise we're giving you this morning. Lord God, we worship you with all that's within us. And we want to ask, Lord God, that as the boys have gathering this morning and the cottagers, dear Lord, that the high-sounding praises of the Lord will spring up in the village and in, Lord, in the chapel down there in the cottage. We just believe you to work. We pray you'll meet every one of the counselors, Lord. Lord, this first full day, they'll feel the strength and the unction of the Holy Spirit as they minister to these boys and these children, dear God. Lord, we pray, Father, that whatever, if any, trouble should present itself this day, they'll see the miraculous intervention of the Holy Spirit. And you'll bring everything back into order. We trust you to do that. Bless those that lead. Guide them by the Holy Ghost. We know that's their desire. And we trust you to do it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? And I want to just invite you, if you have a brief testimony this morning, and just want to thank God for your salvation, you want to just share what God's doing in your life, I'm going to give you a couple minutes, which is something I rarely do at home, unless Pastor Phil Baker gets up, and he's always asking for testimonies, that guy, which is good. So I want to give you an opportunity. Feel free, please. All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt His tender mercies, who through life has in my heart? Heavenly peace, divine comfort, here my faith. Fact that you guys over there clap. Amen. You know, I like that. Because we applaud so many other things in the world. And I you know, John, thank you for all these testimonies, by the way. But John, you know what I'm thankful for? All of us have someone, or maybe a few, in our hearts that have strayed. And your testimony lifts our faith. Amen. And we need that. We need that, absolutely. So thank you. Thank you for all these testimonies. The praise testimony, Anthony, that's good stuff. You know, it's hard. It's hard when you know, your faith is down in your shoes. But that's good. That's good advice. Absolutely. Right? Yeah. Well, let's sing a wonderful hymn. It's number 448. Since Jesus came into my heart. 448. Let's stand.
Light in my soul for
thoughts of doubt. Now my pathway obscure, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul, like the sea.
Sense it. I can just feel it. That some of you want to clap. I'm like, you know, I don't like to clap because I got terrible rhythm.
Oh no.
You know, and it's rough. And I want to clap, but I'm all off beat. So don't look at me. Don't let me guide you in the clapping. But if you want to, you know, and it's hard when you're holding a hymnal. But I want to make a suggestion. You can, when we get to that chorus, if you're one of those that like to clap. I like those who like to clap, though I'm not a clapper. You could throw that book underneath your arms and put your hands together and feel free, okay? So you have a personal invitation from the pastor. Here we go, fourth verse.
There's a light in the valley.
We thank you that it's Jesus Christ, our living hope. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We ask God as we look into your word, oh, feed us on the finest of the wheat. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Shall we be seated?